Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My next guest is on the line. He is Dan Mafora. He is a research officer at the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution. I wanted to talk to Dan, or somebody who had the ability to talk to, the issue of the utterances by Tourism Minister Lindiwe Sisulu earlier on, actually last week. Was this an attack on the Constitution? Should the Constitution have been attacked? Dan, good afternoon. Thank you for being with us on Chai FM.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me.
So I think something really serious happened last week, where a member of the government, a member of parliament, someone who swears loyalty to the Constitution, attacked it in a very public way. As research officer at the Council for the Advancement of the Constitution, what is your position on the remarks made?
So we strongly rebuke the minister's remarks. We think that they are damaging to not only the judiciary, but to the Constitution as well, as the foundation of this country's constitutional democracy. What the minister says is the kind of rhetoric that we have seen from politicians when they want to deflect the heat or attention away from their own failures and want to pin it on the Constitution and the judges as the actual problem for the kind of slow socioeconomic transformation of South African life that we have seen over the past 28 or so years. And so we say that we do not believe that this is, you know, an attempt to engage in good faith in any kind of way. It is actually an attempt to delegitimize the court and the Constitution.
Yeah, I find that the interesting part, because no doubt there are issues from a social perspective in this country that need very, very significant debate and discussion. But attacking the Constitution doesn't seem to me to be the most effective way of achieving that goal. So I want to ask you, in your opinion, do you think this is maybe just a reflection of the first salvo in a leadership battle, more factionalism coming out of the ANC?
Absolutely. I think that you will have seen that there were a number of other articles that were written in the minister's name in various platforms. And I believe that, you know, this is part of a campaign which she is entitled to do, to contest the leadership of the ANC. But to do this in such a manner from the position that she is in is quite concerning, because it has implications for how the public receives judicial decisions, judgments of the court, how the public sees judges and the role that they play in society.
Dan, what about the other side of the argument? What about the fact that there are those who allege that Nelson Mandela sold the poor down the river, that this was an unacceptable compromise? It's a neoliberal constitution that guarantees property rights, none of which should have been protected in a new transformed South Africa. How does one deal with an argument like that?
So I think that's a conversation worth having, right? I think that constitutions are there. They constitute societies, and people in a society can get to decide what goes into a constitution and what doesn't. If we want to have that conversation, which is whether or not we should have the protection of property rights in the constitution, we can have that conversation. But to now look back on the 28 years of democracy and say that we have been able to achieve so little because of the Constitution is a very different claim, and is a very problematic one, given that when you look at the cases that courts have decided about socioeconomic rights, about the right to water, the right to healthcare, the right to housing, they have been cases where ordinary South Africans actually litigate and win against the government and claim their rights. And so there's this very interesting contrast between what people claim the Constitution does and what we have seen the possibility of what it could do. And so I think these are two separate conversations, and I think there's an attempt to kind of like take advantage of this conflation to make the case that the Constitution is a bad thing, or is the reason why we are where we are, which is not the truth.
So let's kind of take a temperature check on the society as a whole. There was this attack. How has you, from the Council of the Advancement of the South African Constitution, how has you, felt the reaction from the general public has been? Have you been disappointed or have you been encouraged by the reaction in terms of constitutionalism and the importance of constitutionalism going forward?
I think we've largely been encouraged to see that people did not readily accept this critique as being, you know, in good faith and something that they themselves believed. Of course, people are still questioning things about what is the role of, say, customary law in South African society today, especially as it relates to land and to property rights and so on. People were quick to ask, well, you are a minister, you are a lawmaker. What have you been doing for so long, or what have you done that the courts have stopped or have tried to stop you from doing, right? And the awareness that there is some that the people who are actually responsible for running this country, for making our lives better, are not doing their jobs, that has been a very encouraging sign for us.
We've got some very difficult conversations as a society to have going forward. I mean, I'm just thinking about the adoption and recognition of African customary law, which perhaps needs to happen, but we're going to have those debates too, because I'm going back to learning law. I'm remembering a marital arrangement called Ugutwala, where a man could go and just take a woman without consent. I mean, these are things that are going to have to be updated and revised.
Absolutely. I mean, these are contested rules, contested customs within different communities. And we have, I don't know how many, probably hundreds of communities with different rules and different systems in place on how they govern their own communities. And so this idea that we could appeal to, you know, this unknown or unknowable ideal of an African customary law that is rooted in pre-colonial or a pre-colonial understanding of what it meant to be African is also a very difficult thing to do, right? Because we are in ourselves still arguing about what the content really is. And this goes back to the point that this is just a very opportunistic attempt by the minister to undermine the constitution.
Yeah, Masa, that is clearly the way I see it. And I'm thinking, if I distill your responses to me this afternoon, you're saying don't shy away from, let's have the difficult conversations. Let's just not use the constitution as a football to kick around to serve our own purposes. So, Dan, thank you for talking to me this afternoon. I really appreciate it. And hopefully that's not the last time we chat.
Thank you so much.